motorcycles, any fossil fuel vehicle. Leaf blowers, not a vehicle. Call 877-KPFK-AUTO. Donate your car to KPFK. Help the station. And commute by bike. There's no traffic on a bike.
KPFK's election balloting period has started, and you can vote through September 30th, 8:59 p.m. Look out for a link to your e-ballot in the form of an email from invitations@mail.electionbuddy.com with the subject line, Vote Now, Pacifica Foundation, Inc., 2023 Local Station Elections. You may also receive a text message with a link to your e-ballot. If you need to request a new ballot, file a ballot request form by visiting elections.pacifica.org. If you do not have access to the internet, please leave a voicemail on 213-635-9363. Please only file one request, as multiple requests will slow down the processing time. It's 90.7 FM KPFK in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM North San Diego, 99.5 FM Ridgecrest, and online at kpfk.org.
Welcome. Welcome, KPFK listeners, and good afternoon to our KPFK Local Station Award candidates. We're having a forum today. This is the last of this week's forum. Today we will be joined by, count them, seven of our candidates for the Local Station Board in alphabetical order. That would include Doug Barnett, Tatanka Brika, Elizabeth Van Gutten, Kat Kramer, Sony Lloyd, Ruth Strauss, and Adam Wolman. Please note that Kat Kramer will only be giving us her introductory statement and her final statement. The rest of the group will be available to answer your questions on the air. We would ask that you call 818-985-5735 to get on the stack for questions. We will start taking our listener questions right after the introductory statements from each candidate. And we are so excited for this exercise in democracy live on the air today. This is so important to the future of KPFK. And I would ask all of you to recognize that the station right now really, really needs your support. Please call 818-985-5735 and make a donation, or you can go online to kpfk.org. Just so you understand the process today, I'm going to go over the ground rules. Number one, we go in alphabetical order and then rotate up as we move through each of the sections. And the last section for the final statements is done through a randomizer, so everybody gets an equal chance to go in order. Secondly, there are ground rules, which I am going to read not only to the candidates, but to all of you who are listening. These are very important ground rules, and they will be adhered to very, very tightly today. First of all, no personal attacks, especially on the station staff. Second of all, each candidate will have a 2-minute opening statement and a 1-minute closing statement. We will be running, as I said, a very tight clock. It is imperative that the candidates do not go over their allotted time. I will bring the candidates to an abrupt close within seconds if they should do that. Please note that this is a forum. We are not in a debate. This is about you, the listeners, hearing what the candidates stand for primarily, and they are not speaking to the other candidates. Also remember, we are in an on-air membership and fund drive, and we must raise funds. We have to pay for these elections, an election supervisor, and all of the above. So we would ask that you support the station to the best of your ability now, as you always have. Okay, just to keep moving right along, the first part of this process will be the candidate statements. We ask the candidates again to keep their eyes on the clock. In the immortal words of Earl Ofari Hutcherson, be brief. We're all going to work together to create a productive and informative candidate experience for our KPFK listeners. And you listeners who are calling with questions, please note, questions only. Please do not take the time to attempt to have an opinion. We're calling for your questions today so the candidates can share their answers with you. And I will be very vigilant about that. We had a bit of a bump yesterday on that front, and it wasn't necessary nor asked for. So I'm going to be very vigilant today, even more so than yesterday. Thank you, all of you, for listening, for our candidates, for cooperating with the timeline and the ground rules. Looking forward to a great forum. Okay, here we go. We are going to start now with the KPFK Local Station Board candidate opening statements. Our first candidate to speak for 2 minutes is Doug Barnett. Doug, welcome on the air. Doug Barnett, you may want to unmute yourself. Okay, we're going to keep moving. I'll plug Doug back in once he appears. Our second candidate is Tatanka Brika. Tatanka, welcome to KPFK.
Thank you very, very much. My name is Tatanka Brika. My name was given to me by a Cree Ojibwe medicine wheel teacher in my 13 Moon Mystery School 25 years ago and clarified by a Lakota elder who recognized me as Tatanka. I'm giving you this story because Tatanka is Lakota for buffalo. On Turtle Island, Native people had buffalo, had food, shelter, clothing. The lie that we two-leggeds often believe, myself included, is not enough. Not enough time, money, peace, justice, love, not enough subscribers, not enough programming. The creator through buffalo says there is enough. I look around and I see plenty of resources for what we need to do. My life has been as a lifelong community organizer, so the consciousness and community organizing can bring us the solutions that we need at KPFK. My resume, Occidental College grad, third grade teacher, East LA, Vietnam, draft resistor, 68 on, Bay Area coordinator of grape, lettuce, and wine boycotts with Dolores Huerta and Cesar Chavez from 69 to 73. I am the co-founder of Amnesty International USA West Coast with Joan Baez and Jeanette Sagan. I organized LA's founding Amnesty Group in 73 with Lonnie Hall and Herb Grossman, campaign director David Harris for Congress, founder Silicon Valley Solar Coalition, worked with Tom Hayden on Solar Cal, CSPIS, worked with Ben and Jerry's on recruiting businesses for Business Partnership for Peace. The first one I recruited was Carlos Santana. Early in the 90s, consulted with Mikhail Gorbachev, organizer Democratic Clubs West LA, student and teacher of the 13 Moon Mystery School for 14 years. I presently work as a co-founder of Circle 100 with Danny Sheehan of Romero Institute and Dolores Huerta of her foundation on a climate restoration project and a progressive government in waiting. I work with Chase Arnaiz of Lakota Sioux Nation. I'm married to Carol Lowenstein, 3 kids, 6 grandkids. Dolores Huerta personally endorses me. My name is Tatanka Brika. I'm asking for your support and support of every New Day Pacifica candidate for this board. Muchas gracias, si se puede.
Thank you so much, Tatanka. Our next candidate with a 2-minute statement is Elizabeth Van Gutten.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Van Gutten. KPFK is a lifeline to the progressive community, especially for those of us outside LA. It provides invaluable information, analysis, and reassurance that we forward-thinking people are not alone, that we're in this together. As a lifelong community organizer with extensive training and experience with nonprofit and public service boards, I've been both elected and appointed to public office and have served on many nonprofit boards over the last 40 years, from neighborhood to national. I'm famously not aligned with any faction. I vote on the merits every time and make common cause with anyone prepared to put Pacifica first. I'm the only currently serving director elected by the previous unified KPFK LSB and by both the current split LSBs. I'm committed to the survival of Pacifica as a democratic participatory institution. Candidates who support the recent bylaws referenda are running for a seat on a board they intend to eliminate, doing away with any meaningful local representation in Pacifica governance. That can't be right. It's up to us to find a way beyond the epic battle between the two entrenched factions vying for control of the network that's presently tearing Pacifica apart. In 2019, KPFK listener members entrusted me with the responsibility to serve as a delegate. I hit the ground running and have given it my all ever since. there's a steep learning curve in getting involved in Pacifica. I've paid that price and made the investment of time and effort. Now I offer my hard-earned experience in service of Pacifica's survival. To carry out the work we've taken on together, I now ask for your number one vote. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Van Glinton.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And now we will hear a pre-recorded opening statement from Kat Kramer, who could not join us on the air live today, but has offered an opening and closing statement. Here is Kat Kramer. We are holding for Kat Kramer. We'll give it another 5 seconds. Okay, we'll move right along. Sony Lloyd, candidate, you have 2 minutes. There seems to be a bit of technical difficulty on our end. I am not sure what it is. I'm checking with Master Control right now. Please bear with me. Thank you for your patience. And while we're waiting for some feedback from Master Control, I'll just take another opportunity to stress to the listeners, we have an opportunity for questions to be asked. Those questions can be asked by calling in at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735, and you press 1 to get into the control room, or 2 to do what is equally, if not more, important to us right now, to make a donation to KPFK at this critical moment of the station's future. Okay, I'm checking in with Master Control. Do we have any news on the Kat Kramer cart or on Sony Lloyd? Okay, we're going to move right along to Ruth Strauss. Ruth, you are welcome and on the air for your 2-minute offering. Okay, we are going to move right along then. We are going to ask Adam Wollman to unmute and give us his 2-minute statement.
All right, fingers crossed. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you so well, Adam, and I'm so glad you're here.
Woo-hoo, me too. Well, thank you, Stephen and KPFK staff, and thanks to everyone listening. I'm Adam Wollman, running in the LSB election. I work as a creative consultant, having been a programming executive at HBO, Disney, ABC, and MTV. And with experience as an executive in charge of production, I know what it takes to produce shows and what a well-functioning broadcast network looks like. And I want to bring those skills to my favorite radio station. KPCC and KCRW are great for what they are, but they're corporate sponsored, and they don't showcase enough underrepresented community members or radical but rational ideas. KPFK stands alone in its independence. The station is a lot of things to a lot of people, but for me, it's a powerful force for social lifting multicultural voices with news and talk and great music, all a part of that. All of us who care about human rights just need to up our game, not just our center left game, but our way left social justice game, winning on climate, civil and voting rights, women's LGBTQIA, disability rights, Medicare for all, affordable housing, and against nukes, wars of aggression, gun violence, systemic racism, and the obscene wealth inequality that's at the root, I think, of our inability to solve solvable problems. And I got involved because I've heard all of the above discussed on KPFK. And I want to hear more, but I'm concerned about Pacifica's prospects for a strong future. Like a majority of you, I voted for the New Day bylaws a couple of years ago because I want successful governance at Pacifica. There is no way I would be free of the accusations I've heard about them today and other days. And I'm not the kind of person who closes off to different approaches or alignments. I'm open to everyone. Everyone at Pacifica clearly means well and wants to reach more people with fewer interruptions. And I'm particularly impressed by how hard current management is working to make that happen at KPFK, but it hasn't happened yet. So I'm asking for your vote in hopes of helping grow KPFK's diverse listener base, bank accounts, and power with new ideas to amplify underrepresented voices and fight for radical change. Adam Wollman for LSB.
Thank you so much, Adam Wallman. Really appreciate. And we're going to move right along to Ruth Strauss, who will join us with her two-minute statement. Ruth Strauss, welcome to KPFK.
Hi. So I'm Ruth Strauss. I'm a 30-year member supporter of the- I'm also a physician. And when COVID came along, I was at higher risk. So I switched to telehealth, and that gave me extra time. In 2019, during one of our many fund drives, I heard a lot of fake medical cures, et cetera. And I got concerned that the station might be sued for one of them. And so I showed up at a CAB meeting and outed myself as a physician. And then got involved. After that, I joined the finance committee, the fundraising committee, the governance committee. And then I was fortunately chosen to be on the advisory board, the community advisory board, actually to work on some PBS funding or CPB funding. Then luckily I got on the LSB, and what I'm working on right now is the fact that we don't have listener input. So I got passed in the LSB unanimously a motion to have a town hall to get everyone's input, because we need people to tell us what they want in programming and when they want it. I also want us to have a written survey so people can write their opinions regarding that. We need to update our membership lists and do on-air carts about that, because we're probably not reaching a lot of people that we need to reach.
Our
fund drive page. Yep. Okay. Basically, then I'll just finish by saying I'd like to work for everybody. My name is Ruth Strauss, and I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ruth Strauss. Question for the master control. Do we have any news from, I think we can go right to Kat's statement. This would be Kat Kramer, who could not join us today. We're going to take her pre-recorded statement and play it for you now. This is Kat Kramer, a local station board candidate.
Station board. As an activist, comedian, singer, journalist, impact producer, moderator, female empowerment advocate, and anti-bullying activist, I'm a longtime supporter of KPFK Pacifica, having been a guest several times to raise awareness about my cinema series, Kat Kramer's Films That Changed the World, which showcases documentaries and films that explore social issues in our society that we're afraid to address. In my own small way, I'm following in the footsteps of my late father, Stanley Kramer, the maverick filmmaker who made 35 social justice film classics. I moderate think tank panels, and this year I'm launching the first Sheroes for Change Festival to celebrate female empowerment and equality. Now, my godmother and namesake was the late, great Katharine Hepburn, and I advocate for gender parity and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. As an advocate for independent film and media, I believe in the power of social impact media to create change. I believe in promoting the future of KPFK Pacifica to engage new listeners, educate, enlighten, and transform our culture, especially in regards to the climate crisis and sustainability. We are living in a climate emergency, folks. I believe that I can make a contribution by advocating for underrepresented voices in our society and advocate for intersectionality, disability rights, and gender parity.
Thank you so much. That was the pre-recorded Kat Kramer, and Kat Kramer is not available to us today to speak. But she did pre-record both an opening and closing statement, which we're sharing with you today at the beginning and at the end of this 1 hour. Okay, so for our listeners, please call in and 818-985-5735 if you have a question for the candidates. And secondly, please call in today or go to kpfk.org and press donate. We need your funds. We are really in a financial crunch here. And it is incumbent upon us to ask you, the listener, because this is a listener-supported station with no commercial funding whatsoever. We don't have fake sponsorships of shows from companies looking to wedge their messaging into public broadcasting. We are the voice of the people. This is where free speech radio takes place, and we are very, very eager for your support right now. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Again, listeners, you are welcome to join us on the air with a question. And again, you will call 818-985-5735 to do so. I believe we have another candidate on the line with us. Please let us have your name.
Is Emily Bell?
I cannot hear you. You're very muffled.
My name is El Monet Bell.
El Monet Bell. Hello, El Monet. We didn't have you on Tuesday's show, I believe, and we have you now. So welcome, and please make your two-minute statement.
Okay. Hi. My name is El Monet Bell. I'm running for LSB board, and my experience with KPFK over the last week has been very challenging. I have made an effort to be on calls and to communicate, but I found it to be very hit and miss. And, you know, like, I understand because there's obviously a financial challenge. So if you have that and you have a lack of volunteers and you don't have the availability of people to answer phone calls, that's an issue. And if I'm having that issue, then obviously the listeners are having that, and it may be communicated as well through the broadcasting. So I would say that because I have experience bringing systems into the new age and giving people and businesses social media updates to help them communicate with as many people as possible, if for no other reason to vote for me, I would say that that's it. I have had issues calling in. I've had issues receiving text messages or emails, receiving my links to do the Zooms. That is a problem. We need to make sure that people have the ability to hear who they need to know to vote for, and that needs to start today. My name is El Monet Bell. Vote for me. I'm young. I'm hungry. I want to make sure that you can hear who you need to hear, see what you need to see, listen to the news that you need to hear, and to hear the new culture that's happening all around the world. I'm ready to boost memberships internationally. Let's go. My name is El Monet Bell. Vote for me.
Thank you, Almanay. I'm so glad you were able to get on the show today and make your opening statement. We are going to move right along now to questions from the listeners. Again, listeners, for those of you who have a question for the candidates, call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. And we have our first question. This is going to be line three, Michael. And Michael, I want to emphasize, we ask that you have a question. Please join us. Welcome to KPFK.
Hi. My question is, what can Pacifica do to deal with the threat of nuclear war and possible World War III?
Thank you so much for that very succinct question to the panel of listener LSB candidates. The question is, what can KPFK do to stop any possibility of nuclear war or World War III? We will start our cycle of questions with Tatanka Brika.
Thank you. What a great question. Along with climate change, that's the most important issue over the next 10 years, I feel, to solve. And it's one that at our Circle of 100, we're working on to create a progressive government in waiting. What KPFK can do immediately is have somebody just find all the statements of Daniel Ellsberg and also of David Hartzell. David's a lifelong community activist who actually met with John Kennedy just as he graduated with college and had a 5-minute meeting with him Nobody knew it was 90 days before the Cuban Missile Crisis, but he challenged Kennedy to drop food, not bombs, on the Soviet Union and said he could be best friends and prevent World War III. Later, when John Kennedy was asked, how did he make it through those 13 days of the Cuban Missile Crisis? He said two things. He said the book that he read, Winds of War, and the book he read on World War I.
Five seconds.
Oh, okay. And the second one was that young man. So I would say get programming on and also work get groups on that are working for the abolition of nuclear war. Very good question. We need it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to move right along now to Elizabeth von Guten. Elizabeth, I'm sure you heard the question. You have 1 minute.
Thank you. Pacifica, KPFK, is better positioned to reach more people in Southern California than any other radio station. Our signal is the strongest west of the Mississippi. It reaches all the way from the Mexican border up past Santa Barbara, almost to Point Conception. That gives us potentially the largest audience available. And our responsibility as a network is to use our platform to provide a space to present the information, to host dialogue, to debate, to analyze, to encourage. As I say, KPFK is a lifeline to the activist community here on nuclear issues, on all issues. And so what Pacifica can do is to assure its own survival.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so very much. We're going to move right along again for our candidates. You have exactly 1 minute, and we're going to be very precise about that. So keep your eye on the clock. The next person we'll ask to speak is L. Monet Bell. L. Monet, would you like to share for 1 minute on that topic, on that question?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. So I personally have experience with food, not bombs. I have walked the streets activating experiences for other people to ensure that they're eating, to ensure that they have healthy nutrients for food. In addition to that, I would say that programming obviously is very important. That's our basis. That's what we have available for us. If we're able to provide information from whatever aspect of ensuring that nuclear war is clear. We need to let people know what nuclear war will mean, what it has meant in the past, and how we can move forward and ensure that people are more peaceful. I would say that we can also do events, and we can show up and be present at events that are anti-war and focused on peace to be clear and share the information of what's happening within our community and outward. Thank you. My name is Elmanae Bell.
Thank you, Elmanae Bell. We will move right along. Our next LSB station candidate is Ruth Strauss. Ruth, please give us a 1 minute answer. Ruth Strauss, please unmute yourself.
Okay, here I go. I'm unmuted. Well, that's a great question. And actually, as of October 1, when the elections are over, I will be diligently working on that because, as I said, I'm working on programming. We have very talented people here. We have Harvey Wasserman, who has been a lifelong activist about nuclear power and very knowledgeable, as well as, bringing to light that we are about to be a Fukushima 2 here in Southern California if we don't shut down Diablo Canyon. So we need on-air forums about that. And we have the people. We also have Sukuru Fors, who is Japanese and is a big activist about the new dumping of water into the ocean. So we can do on-air forums and we can organize.
5 seconds.
We can organize to get members to be activists. So again, Ruth Strauss, we have the talent on those forums.
Thank you, Ruth. Next up is Adam Wollman.
This is why I love KPFK and why I appreciate everybody here so much. I mean, we're all of like mind that we recognize these gigantic problems as critical to, you know, solving them is critical to our survival. And so helping KPFK survive is critical to getting this message out. People like her can push for programming along the lines of the causes that they're interested in. And, you know, I know that it works and gets out to people because echoing the previous